Here's a little outline of my surplus. And, my discharge, and little my social activities, and here's me getting my picture made with the governor and his wife.
And when was that?
I was down at Norfolk when I went to summer camp.
But that was a conference in Williamsburg.
Yeah,
that.
Williamsburg. That's when they made the, redid the gizmos down there for the...
All the village.
Village,
you know, redoing,
yeah,
making Williamsburg a little bit.
Right on. And here's me at summer camp doing something. Well, no, that's me not shooting. Oh, that's Frank Hines. Captain Paul H. Hines. What in that he was. Oh, okay. And here's... We're at summer camp, county men doing well in training as Marines at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. That's the news. We always got a little PR from them.
Not many of them keep these.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people keep these anymore.
No, they take up too much room. Here I am down at Virginia Beach, I think. Where?
Little Creek.
Little Creek, Virginia. Oh, here was my picture at the camp right there when I'm getting ready to go. There's me and the Flynn. Jackie, doing something. Here we are, just down, out.
Think you started in the service in 42.
Yeah, that was my reserve time. And then I went down to Emory University. Stayed there 8 months, and then we went up to Duke University for 4 months, and then we went to Parris Island, and we had to stay there, I think. Well, we stayed until August, July 1st until August. September.
It's awful. Do you know the expression 90 day wonder? No. Okay. The 90 day wonders were those college kids that they pulled out of college, put them into special speeded up training, and they became officers.
Okay.
Yeah, they were not with the regular stuff, and sometimes they were given a hard way to go when they mixed in with the others.
I have read on it. I just can't remember the name
of
the term that
you
we
wouldn't
used
know
in
that.
The book.
You wouldn't know that. But a lot of his early doings was in school, you know, with the map reading and the infantry training and the stuff like that. So, you know.
Then from Parris Island, we went up to New River.
Now, where's New River?
Camp Lejeune.
And that's North Carolina.
Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. We stayed there until almost, was getting along Christmas time. Then we stayed there 16 weeks. That's more than 90 days, I think. And then we were commissioned.
Now, were you directly sent to the Pacific?
No.
When you went?
I was sent back down to North Carolina, New River, and at North Carolina, and we went out to train on the rifle range. We took more infantry training. I was always an infantry man. And after that, we were sent to California. And then we stayed there a little while. This will be in 1945, I think. It'll be 1945. And then we went to Hawaii. And we joined the divisions there. I joined the 5th Marine Division. And they had just come back from combat, Iwo Jima. My Lord, not many of them left. I mean, they had to rebuild the whole regiment. It was a division, and first, you know the makeup of military. You know
the divisions.
Well, you have platoons. You have companies, 3 companies, they're coming 3 battalions, and that makes up a regiment. You have 3 regiments that make up a division, and the division has a lot of attached units, like the artillery and the mortars and machine guns and and have the what else they have? Oh, they have the pioneers, and those are the supply people. They load and unload the supplies. On the ship, they'll do the ship away, which is the ATA, carries a battalion, supposed to, but it'll take along it'll take along attached troops, attachments. They have to carry the people who are attached to, and they'll make up what it goes to.
What do you mean by attached?
Well, attached, meaning the troops that are attached, like the mortars and things of that sort.
The people
machine
who do
gun.
That?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, machine gun squads, okay. And they will do that.
Okay, let me ask you a very quick question. How old were you when you left the Masonic home?
I was 15.
Okay. And then you were at Brea Academy, Brea College, about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then military service, then Eastern Kentucky, then Monroe.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Okay. Let me get that.
I bet it's probably Annie.
Okay.
We have a daughter. She's a teacher. She's checking in on her baby, I guess. Hello. Mm-hmm. Just fine, Patty, and you?
Now, how old were you when this picture was taken?
Yeah, I've just been commissioned.
Okay.
So.
Now, what time were you going to do it? 9 a.m. Okay, thank you very much.
That's probably 21.
That Tennessee War Daddy has been changed.
Okay. Good. Did you see this?
I'm so sad. That's what I was just.
Yeah, that's about what I did. I better follow along with that, and I'll be rambling on for the rest of the afternoon.
Well, that's okay. I've got 2 tapes with me, so.
Have you? Let's see. We enlisted the Marine Corps. There I was at Berea, and then I was called to active duties July. And 48, yeah, ordered to Emory and Duke University, University till 1944 that was, and finished boot camp September the 1st, 1944, and advanced infantry training Camp Lejeune about 1 November 1945. Entered office training November the 1st, 1945, graduated 2nd Lieutenant March 1st. Third Camp Pendleton, California, for Motor Transportation School, sent over school June the 16th, 1945. Arriving at Hawaii, and I was a member of a SALT platoon over there, which had 56 people, and I was second in command of that place. Debarked for Japan September the 1st. Now this is after they had surrendered. Arriving about September the 30th in Sasebo. And if you want to know how to spell any of these words, there they are. I'll let you make a copy of anything you want to.
Okay.
You can send it back if you want to. And 26 Marines stayed in Japan until October 19th. I was only in there a short time, 1945. Then ordered to Peleliu Island. There's Peleliu. See, this little island right there, Peleliu.
Yeah.
I bet you don't know where it is.
I have no idea. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's all those little islands. We were going to take every darn one of them if it wore
it. Extremely hot.
Yeah, it's
the
hot.
The only time, it had a little bit of a write-up. Not so long ago, because John F. Kennedy Jr. and one of his girlfriends went there on a vacation. So they saw some pictures on television of that, but it was not a very habitable place.
No, it wasn't.
Now, when did you get out of the Marines? I've got 42 through 47, 46?
46.
Well, what's your discharge?
Well, wait a minute. What's that? Yeah, look at that. When is that?
Job. 47. Okay.
47, yeah. March 10th.
Okay.
No, April 10th.
Okay. Yeah.
About 4 days before my birthday. Okay?
47. Okay.
Okay, 26 Marines stayed in Japan until October the
19th. And what was your unit?
This.
They've asked your branch. I got the Marine Corps. Now here's your military unit.
Unit?
Okay.
It was old.
26 Marines?
Yeah, 26 Marines.
Okay.
Headquarters.
Now, what do I put for your rank?
I was a second lieutenant.
That's not where you ended.
No. I haven't made any ranks yet. I didn't make any ranks until I got back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put, okay, at discharge. Okay.
The
and major at end of reserve service.
Okay. Here's now I was at Peleliu Island. Mm-hmm. Then we go to Guam, and it was the only ship in the Navy, and we were traveling on it, and it started going up and down, and that's when I got seasick. If it rolled like this, 45,
forth.
Yeah, I could go up to a 45-degree angle. But if it went up and down, even in the canoe, I got sick out on Lake Erie fishing with the guys. Then ordered to China, arrived in 1946, leaving China October the 29th, 1946. Sent to North Fork, Virginia Naval Base to be discharged April 10th, 1947. As a first lieutenant, joined Toledo Ohio Reserve Unit, June 1945, and served until 28, 1968, being discharged as a permanent major, Marine Corps Reserve. There's my little thing I got up here.
Right, so right behind you, that other was a Kentucky colonel.
Yeah,
right there.
I got a
okay. Kentucky colonel.
Oh, yeah.
So is my uncle.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah. Sandy said, did you remain the National Guard? You can go to
no,
the National Guard.
No, I went to the United States
Marine
Reserve. Yeah.
Okay.
And I got credit for that up until 68.
Until you retired.
Well, and then I went to the reserve in the summers and got my points.
Uh-huh.
And I got enough for 20 years.
20 years in reserve.
7 days.
In the reserve. Is it Shelley? May I call her Shelley?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shelley, let me tell you one of the reasons that Tarbert stayed so active in the reserves, okay? It has a lot to do with the fact that we're school teachers. But because of his involvement with the Marines, he was able to get a lot. This was back when things were not quite as tough on records and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But he was able to get a lot of young men involved in the Marine Corps and straighten out their evil ways and kept them from going to jail. And gave. Now, there was a write-up just in yesterday's paper about Jim Arnold, who's retiring, or day before yesterday. He's retiring. He's the assistant chief of police in Monroe. And he talked about how he was really headed down the wrong road, and he went into the Marines, and they straightened him up, and he graduated from high school and so on. Now, he isn't one of Talbot's buddies, but I could name about 12 that are. So it was that sort of thing, and he could do it. It tied in very nicely with,
keeping him what he wanted to do.
And then I've always felt that I was a part of that, because if I hadn't been willing to put up with all that crap every weekend and every summer, he wouldn't have been able to do it.
Right.
I mean, it involved two people really doing so. And Sandy, you look this over to see if that's right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the sort of thing that he did quite a bit of in the way of.
You want to have to fill that one out for yourself.
Oh, okay.
Since you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
That way they've got something to look back on when your voice comes up on the
thing. Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, yes, Dr. Bruce.
We're supposed to forget about it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Okay. But many young men became better people because of the opportunity to go into service and straighten themselves out. Now, I found out, when I was, the Marines don't want losers either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and no branch of service. So they're much more particular about it. If you don't have your high school diploma now, they usually won't fool with you. But things were different 20 years ago or 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You could get, if you knew that a kid was decent and he just needed a break, the Marines would fool
just
with him.
Structure
uh-huh.
to try and help
uh-huh.
him out.
Oh, you just want me to do for myself. Okay. Here. Okay.
is, do you have any souvenirs? I have some pictures and and some medals. I got 6 medals. I think I deserve 7, but I never did get it. No.
I have, let me show you a ring that I had. I didn't know him then, but he gave it to me later.
Uniforms or weapons. I still have my old uniforms for drinks. I can get into my trousers, and but the vest is a little bit little funny. But I weighed, I guess when I got measured for this uniform, I was weighing about 175, I guess, or 165. It was a good shape. Mm-hmm. Yep, that looks pretty much what it is. You can get a lot of information from this, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what were the medals for?
They, being over, just being in places, taking part in things, about all. Here's our big medal. You want to get this if you say, oh, I didn't care about medals. I was always in the service. Here's the Marine Corps. I think this is the congressional limit.
So. Mm-hmm.
This is congressional medal. That's the highest honor you can get. And it's given to a lot of civilians too. Not that, but the same as that. Boy, you do a lot of good. Yeah, you can take that little book along with you. But I'd like for you to return all my stuff if you would. And be sure.
When we were younger, we used to be involved in some of the Marine Corps officers' activities, like they had a military ball, and, so we usually attended that, and you didn't have to go in uniform, but it was a little bit like being a chaperone at the high school prom, because we always had to look after the recruits, and Talbert never really relaxed until the kids were safe, and every now and then you have kids that would drink too much. Now, this was when Toledo was lively, and they had some really good hotels there, and they had the ball there. Usually they'd have a room or two to take care of the kids who'd overdone it, you know. So you'd have to get them taken care of and sometimes call their folks. Now, this is the ring that he brought back from Japan, and I wear it only on special occasions because it doesn't have as much gold. It has copper in it, and it's soft, and so the pearl would come out very easily.
So it looks very thin.
Looks thin, and this snags easily. So I've always been afraid of losing it, so I wear it only on special occasions, but I think it's very pretty.
It's very unusual.
Isn't it, though? And then he has a picture painted on wood, which a friend of ours has right now trying to repair it because it got cracked. That was done by a native and on what island? So
that was Peleliu.
It was just really a hut, a tropical scene. Mm-hmm. And we had it for a long time. It got cracked, the wooden part. So it was just done on a shingle, I think. And I hope he can get it fixed. I tried to glue it together, but I didn't do a good job. So he was going to take it apart and see if he could do anything. And then he had a sword, but a friend borrowed it and never returned it and said that it got burned up.
I had 2 Samurai swords and 2 rifles. And Japanese, they could use ammunition in our rifles, but we couldn't use the ammunition that we had in their rifles. And So I didn't have any ammunition for it, but I could have got some, you know. But I just brought them along because they were free. And but they, I let Douglas keep them for me because I was still going to school. And he did
managed to lose them.
Yeah, he lost them. I bet you he gave them to somebody, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah. Here's when I went to school during the summer. That's that administrative school down someplace on there. Let's see, where was I? That picture right there. I should have put a date on it, see. And I should have put some names on it.
It says U.S. Marine Corps photo by McCulloch, July 2nd, 1964.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't say where we were, though. I forgot where we were. But that's five of us. We're senior majors. And so we were the oldest and the seniors in the class. Mm-hmm. I'll probably think about it after you leave.
Is this one new?
Yes, that's yeah. Do 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 do. I could tell you little tales about where I've been in every one of these, but they wasn't too exciting. But I was there, and I was in combat one time. It was we were taking supplies, and the communists, or the rebels, you know. Everybody called them communists, but they were just rebels. Of course, I was way back at the end of the column, but we had one guy that was up front. He got killed.
People in trouble with encephalitis. And
we had that over in China. About 9 Marines went to sleep and never woke up.
And see, Shelley, the thing that is interesting to me, because I didn't realize it when he talked to me about, but they were responsible, this group of Marines were responsible for safeguarding, protecting the coal mines that had been started by Herbert Hoover over mm-hmm. in China. That's how he made many of his millions to start with. He was an engineer mm-hmm. in the mining. And so the Marines were protecting those from the communists.
Keeping them open.
Keeping them open.
Yeah, they had to have coal.
Well, there were hordes and hordes and hordes of communists that could have come in there and wiped them out.
Yeah.
But at that time, it was to China's benefit to maintain decent relations with the United States. Mm-hmm. You see, China was not the enemy then. Japan was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we think about it. You know, they're riding buckshot on these little trains.
we'd take a squad, which had about 13 people.
They could have been swarmed so easily.
And a sergeant. And get on a big, long coal train, go to where was that place, Mary? North of that the communists came in, took all their equipment, and they invaded that part of China to get the equipment. Lord.
You think about that, it may not.
See, I should have a journal.
You yeah. should have.
Yeah.
You didn't.
All right. That was the northern part of China. And they came in, and I don't think they ever gave it up. I think they still control that part. Russia did that.
But then some of the young men with whom Talbot was in the reserve, Talbot just almost went to Korea, but he didn't have to go. But they did, and so they came back with all these stories about the terrible Chinese. Mm-hmm. And they had nothing but animosity toward the Chinese because of all the things they had witnessed in Korea. Well, Tarver had not seen the Chinese that way. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it was very difficult for him to listen and for me to listen because I was judging it based on what my Sunday school teacher used to tell us about the Chinese, you know, the, and there are missionaries over there. And so, and then I would listen to them talking.
So, totally different perspective on how you look at the person.
Yeah. Sure did.
And what are the other papers that you have there?
Oh, these are my discharge. This guy that signed my discharge, he was a major when I was down at Norfolk. I knew him very well. Major Mons, he got the Congressional Medal of Honor. He was a regular. See, I never was anything but a reserve. I never did sign up for a regular. And here's my discharge as a this dude.